Hi, it's Michael Sinoff here, and I'm the founder and developer of WeightedHands.com. I'm a busy professional, a husband, and a father of two young boys. I started making and using Weighted Hands because I wanted a way to burn a ton of calories in as little time as possible, but I didn't want to get injured doing it. I wanted to eat whatever I wanted without feeling hungry or deprived, and I wanted to be able to maintain my weight. I wanted a low-impact workout so I could save my knees for later. A workout that required no gym memberships, no stair climbers, no treadmills, no ellipticals. I wanted something that feels easy, but could get my heart rate high enough for ongoing conditioning. Well, you're in luck, because many of my buying customers have been using Heavy Hands for over 20 years, and they've been generous enough to share their personal stories with you. You'll hear me interview them on how they got started walking with Heavy Hand weights, what it did for their bodies, both in terms of musculature and weight reduction. You'll also learn about their favorite workouts, tips and tricks to burn the most amount of calories in the fastest time possible. So enjoy the interview. Now let's get going. Hi, it's Michael Sinoff with Michael Sinoff's WeightedHands.com. The title of this interview is called, His Mom Had a Set of Heavy Hands, Here's Why He Had to Have One Too. Adam grew up with heavy hands because his mom had a set of them, so he saw firsthand how they can help with weight loss and fitness. And while Adam's only been using his set for the last couple of weeks, he says the weight's been coming off like butter. He walks an incredible 8-mile route, all while lifting the weights above his head, boxing with them, and pumping them. When his friend reminded him that he'd better be doing curls, Adam's reply was, I'm doing about 2,100 of them in one workout, and all while he's walking. He's lost 40 pounds in the last 7 weeks, and in this audio interview, you'll hear the fitness routine he used to get there. You'll also hear why Adam wants to get a second set of heavier weights so he can cut down on his walking, why that might not be such a good idea, and some tips on intensifying and changing up his workout so he gets the added benefit he's looking for. You'll also hear the real reason a calorie-burning calculator isn't an accurate way to measure the intensity and resistance of your heavy hands workout. You'll also hear about the surprising areas you'll see the weight coming off first, and lean muscle appears in its place, and how to target those areas so you see it go even faster. Adam says his weight was all in his chest and gut, but because he's using all four limbs during his walks, pumping and curling and mixing it up, he's already seeing a tremendous difference. And in this audio interview, you'll hear all about it. Now let's get going.
Hello.
Hey, Adam, it's Mike Sinoff here in San Diego. How are you doing?
I'm good.
So you've lost 40 pounds in the last 7 weeks?
Yeah.
That is incredible.
All walking. Diet. No sugar, no carbs, only protein, and only fruits and vegetables.
How long have you had the Weighted Hands that I sent you?
2 weeks ago.
You remind me, you were walking with how much before you got these Weighted Hands? You had the old heavy hands. What was the weight you were walking?
No, I had nothing. My mom had them a long time ago, and then I found you guys online, and then I ordered them from you. I think you gave me 5.5 pounds each, and my first day walking with 5.5 pounds was 2.5 miles.
How'd it feel?
No big deal. It was easy. And now, this morning, I did 8 miles.
How high are you pumping them?
I'm lifting them above my head, regular curls. I'm crossing when I do like a boxing move when I'm walking.
You're doing that with each step, right?
Every step. My buddy was funny because I got a thing that tells me how many steps. My buddy's like, dude, I hope you're doing curls. I did like 21,000 curls. He's like, no way, dude. I'm like, yeah, when I'm walking, I'm moving my arms the entire time. My arms are getting strong.
Have you noticed the weight coming off easier now that you have the hand weights?
Oh, yeah.
It's melting off like butter.
Yeah, it's a combination of that and diet. And then I started riding my bike again. So today I did 8 miles in the morning, and then when I'm finished today, I'll probably go ride my bike for probably 25 miles.
That's some serious exercise.
Yeah, and I'm never sore. It's crazy. I have a hot tub, and I go in my hot tub every single day. I'm never sore.
So you're really not cutting down your miles just because you have the heavy hands. You're doing the same amount of walking. You're just ramping up the calorie burn.
That's why I'm thinking I should maybe get some heavier weights when I'm walking. Maybe I'll get my miles down. I literally walk for 2 or 3 hours.
Maybe what you should do, I'm getting ready to go walk right now, and I'll alternate. I'll walk heavy, and I'll walk light. I like to walk heavy most of the time, but if I do heavy every single day, and heavy is 11.5 pounds in each hand, if I do heavy every day, it's too much. I don't want to injure myself. I think your strategy right now, even though you got 5.5, I think you need that lighter weight for the real long walks like that. I don't think it's really necessary for you to strain yourself because you're going long distances and you're definitely burning up the calories. But I'd recommend maybe you get a set of either my 4-pound weights, which would put 9.5 pounds in each hand, and then maybe twice a week to start off with, go a mile or two with the 9.5 pounds. Or I could set you up with a set of 5-pound weights. It'll give you 11.5. And you're going to feel the difference.
Well, that's what I have now. Don't I have 5.5 in each hand now?
You have 5.5, but I'm talking about doubling. I'd give you 4 5-pound weights. Right now you have 2-pound weights. So you can do a heavy version, but you won't be able to go 11.
No, I want to do the heavier weight and go less miles. That's what I'm thinking. I'd like to have a heavier weight, and instead of doing 8 miles, I want to walk 4.
I think that's doable. You'll have to work up to it with the heavier weight, I believe, but you may surprise me. If you want to learn how to burn maximum calories in minimum time and have it feel easy, go to my site, weightedhands.com.
My trainer buddy, he's like, dude, you're a freak of nature.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'7.5". I weigh 254 pounds. That's what I weighed, and I'm at 214 right now. But my legs... My buddy Lou is a world champion bodybuilder. He's like, dude, in the day, if you were in your 20s, you'd be a world-class bodybuilder. Because my legs are strong. I used to do a lot of triathlons. And I've gone on 100-mile bike rides before. I used to ride from Santa Monica to Santa Barbara and then spend the night in Santa Barbara and then ride back from Santa Barbara to Santa Monica.
That is insane.
My legs are crazy strong. All my weight was in my gut and my chest. But it's just falling off right now. The one thing I did notice once I started walking with the heavy hands is that I could feel it in my butt and in my legs. You would think that you would feel it in your arms. I didn't really feel it in my arms. I felt my legs.
Your weight distribution is different. Your legs do have to compensate. When I started going up to the heavier weight, I felt it in my groin muscle. I felt like I pulled my groin out just a little bit, but that's just your tendon.
It's so funny you say that because I thought I had hurt myself, and it wasn't. I thought I pulled something, and I was like, no. And it was just my body compensating for the weight. It had to have been. Because then after 2 or 3 days, it was gone. I must have had the same exact thing happen.
Yeah, I think it's just your ligaments and your tendons and these muscles, because of the different type of gait and the weight in your hands, just adjusting. It will take some time. So you'll have a few little pains and aches on the way, but you'll get used to it.
If you give me the bigger weight, I just unscrew the ends, right?
And yeah, you just unscrew them and twist them on.
So let's do that.
Tell me what you want to do. If I give you a set of the 4 pounds, that's going to give you 9.5 pounds each hand, or I can give you a set of the 5 pounds, which will give you 11.5 pounds in each hand.
What do you think?
I think you should just go for the 5-pounders and just walk less until you build up to it, because I know after a couple weeks they're going to start feeling light to you.
So then do that.
I'd love a fat picture of you and then a picture now and then a picture in 60 days holding your weighted hands.
Yeah. Okay.
Email it to me. Get your buddy to take a digital picture with your iPhone. That would be great. All right, man. Good talking to you. Keep up the good work. Just take it slow. Don't hurt yourself with these heavier weights. Do a half a mile at first. See how they feel and go slow. The worst thing you can do is injure yourself.
Yeah, I have a whole loop because I can leave from my house and I have my pedometer and it does my miles. So I know exactly where 1 mile is. If I want to go walk 1 mile, I can go walk 1 mile. If I want to walk 2.8 miles, I loop around 2.8. But I keep it all on the computer. So I know exactly, like, okay, I'm going to do a 12-mile walk like I did yesterday. I know I got to go around Brentwood Country Club. I got to go then back up 26, down San Vicente, down to the end of the Santa Monica Pier, then I got to come back up to Santa Monica, and it's crazy how accurate it is.
Are you wearing a hat?
Yeah.
I've got probably the world's best sweatband, and I've got it embroidered. It says Weighted Hands on it. You can see it up on my website.
Yeah.
It'll keep all the sweat out of your eyes. It's patented technology. You want me to include one of those?
Yes.
All right, you got it.
You can wring out my shirt when I'm done. I come home and my kids are like, Daddy, that is crazy how sweaty you are.
That's great. That means you're burning up the fat.
My little nano says, you know, on some of these walks, I'm burning like 1,500 to 1,800 calories.
Wait, you got like a Fitbit? What are you wearing?
The nano.
Here's the thing. You're burning more than what that says. That's just measuring your rate. And it's measuring your steps. But I'm telling you, Adam, that thing is not measuring your intensity. They can't measure the resistance in your arms and the weight you're picking up. So look in the back of the book that I sent you. And there's some tables back there. And you can calculate your calories burned. But keep it up. This is a great story. All right, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye. That's the end of our interview with Adam. I hope you found it helpful. For more great interviews on Weighted Hands, go to weightedhands.com.